The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Hannah's out today, so I'm going to take over the Hollywood hashtag. And we've been talking a lot about the Diddy allegations during the Hollywood hashtag with Hannah and stuff like that. The stuff is just disgusting.
Oh, there's so much.
Sex trafficking.
Yes.
He has been arrested by the feds with no bond, no bail, nothing. And twice he was denied bail. So this is some pretty serious stuff.
Very much so.
But one of the people that no one seems to be talking about, and maybe we should be talking about, and some of the ways we should be addressing our attention instead of just focusing on this monster that is Diddy, are some of the victims that could possibly we can highlight, and that is Bieber. And I want to call him a victim, but like Bieber has been under and inside Diddy's inside circle for so long. He is someone that he lived with Diddy for a long period of time when he was coming up in the music industry. Bieber did a song with Diddy just last year when all this stuff was starting to come out.
Ooh.
And people started reaching out to Bieber like, how do you feel? And what they're saying is that he had no idea. That he like didn't know, that he could understand that he was a manipulative person, but he was manipulated by Diddy. And that's what ends up happening if you are a victim to someone who took advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is someone who Diddy had under his mentorship as a young child. They said it's really screwed with Bieber. And now he feels like he looks bad because he did that collaboration a year ago. And Bieber is so disgusted that he's kind of shutting down from the world. And he just became a new dad.
Wow. You know, it's weird. He's not the only one. Bieber's not the only one who's come out and said, you know, I had no idea. There have been other celebrities, and maybe they're just getting ahead of it.
Yes.
They're, you know, they're trying not to be associated with it. But others have said, you know, I've gone to the parties. I've been kind of a part of his circle for a little bit, but I had no idea it was to this level. It was this bad.
That's what is confusing me is, like, how did nobody know? Like, the word party, these freak-offs, that means there's so many people there participating in whatever the freak-off is. How did nobody know, and why aren't more people having these type of conversations?
Yeah, it's so hard to know if they're just protecting themselves or if they're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the other thing is what you're going to start seeing and you've started to see is these awkward moments with Bieber that have gone viral. There's a moment that has gone viral where Diddy's when the younger Bieber saying, Justin's like, let's go find some girls. And Diddy calls him, quote, a man after my heart. And everyone's like, that was weird. And then there's this a moment where it's really going viral where like Diddy and Bieber hug each other and Diddy kind of checks him for like a wire. Like that's the type of weird. This video is going viral. It's like, yo, patting him down. Like that was the type of relationship that he had to have. And then Bieber felt like he always had to answer Diddy's calls. That's abuse. That is a form of abuse. So maybe we should focus more on some of those people and be worried about them and then let this monster just go to jail and rot or whatever.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Hannah's out. So I'll take it over to the Hollywood hashtag, and we're going to talk about football. This is how I do it. No, it's actually making headlines because Nikki Glaser from St. Louis and such a St. Louis connection is going viral this morning because of her involvement with Thursday Night Football. So Amazon Prime bought the rights to Thursday Night Football, and it caught a bunch of flack last season for just being boring. They got bad games, the games were boring, the calls were boring, and it got bad ratings. And so they've been trying to mix it up. And one of the ways they tried to mix it up was this segment after the game called Late Hits. And it's with Nikki Glaser. And I think the reason they invited Nikki on to do this segment is because of the amount of excitement and people's positive feedback about the Tom Brady roast.
Right, right.
And she's the roast queen. So she went on there and roasted some of the players and roasted the game.
Shirley, I am so thrilled to be here. I want to be honest, I am pretty new to football. I used to think a two-minute warning was something a guy gave you 1 minute into sex, but every day I'm learning something new.
Two-minute warning was something a guy gave you 1 minute into sex. She had some other one-liners roasting the players.
It was New York versus Boston, a real battle of cities where you could get stabbed at a parade.
Like, people felt like that could have been off limits. Like, what is this there for?
I mean, thank God Belichick wasn't there to see this. He was too busy watching Blippi with his girlfriend. She's 24. You know, the Jets may have scored more points, but in the end, it was the Patriots who really won because they got to leave New Jersey.
So, one of the biggest criticisms of it was that the people were yelling in the background.
True.
Yeah. It is so hard to hear. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Amazon's got all this money. Like, what is happening? But yes, it was really hard to hear. So that was some of the criticism. And the other people felt like she was awkward or it was awkward because she roasted some of the guys at the, she was doing the show with. But that's what Nikki does. I felt like it was a cool opportunity to do something we all loved. We loved the Tom Brady roast. We love roasting each other. That's what sports and guys do. So I thought it was a good move from Amazon. I thought she's funny and like becoming the it star. So I loved everything about Nikki. I just felt like if anything was awkward, it was Amazon for the low budget production.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things too, that they have done this before in the past with like comedians, Frank Caliendo and, what's his name from Kansas City who used to do it as well. Used to be on The Office, stuff like that. They've had guys on the shows do this. I'm hoping this becomes a permanent thing for her. That'd be awesome.
They said there's going to be a couple of them, like four or five scheduled throughout the season. And so, yeah, I thought it was funny. But, yeah, some people are talking about how it was just super awkward. But I didn't think it was Nikki's fault. And I actually thought it was a good idea. The thing that made it awkward was the people yelling in the background.
Yeah.
Like, let her just be funny. And that's something that... You like post-game press conferences, all the same stuff. X's and O's, this and that. Now we get to like stay awake and listen to Nikki roast the game. That's hilarious.
Comedy above the crowd.
Yeah, right?
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.